Hey, it's Eugene Driscoll of ValleyIndy.org. I'm going to play for you the entire press conference that was held 1 p.m. Wednesday, March 22nd in Derby in front of the Sterling Opera House, where Richard Zekin, retired Hamden police officer, former member of the Derby Board of Aldermen and Derby Board of Apportionment and Taxation, announced his intent to seek the Republican nomination for mayor. Zekin ran for mayor 2 years ago, was defeated by about 100 votes by incumbent Mayor Anita Degato, and he's going to take another try. Just to also mention, this is now the third candidate that has publicly declared their intent to seek the mayor's office. Mayor Degato has a fundraiser coming up, she's announced, and a couple of weeks back, Carmen DiCenzo, a Democrat who's the president of the Board of Aldermen, also announced he is going to run for mayor. Speaking in this clip, you'll hear, if memory serves, first J.R. Romano. He is the chairman of the state Republican Party and a Derby native. Then Rich Zekin speaks. Then you'll hear Mayor Cassetti, Seymour First Selectman Kurt Miller. With that, and then I also at the end, there's some, the audio is kind of rough. It was very windy. I'll just warn you. That's why I didn't do video. I didn't try Facebook Live. It was just way too windy on March 22nd. And at the end, there's questions from myself, Connecticut Post reporter Mike Mako, and Gene Falbo-Sosnovich from the New Haven Register. Okay, that's it. I'm going to shut up. Thanks for listening. Enjoy.
My name is J.R. Romano. I'm the state party chairman, as well as a son of the city of Derby. And I often say that very proudly. 2 years ago, I stood with Rich announcing his mayoral bid, and in the hopes that the city would go in a different direction. And unfortunately, it hasn't. Over the last 3 years, you've seen an increase in your mill rates. People in this city are struggling. They're struggling with taxes. They're struggling to make ends meet. And it's time to have someone that's going to be focused in on those problems that are going to help those families. You know, one of the things I often say is that the city is a small city, but the issues we have here are real, and they're big. We need a mayor that's going to be full-time, that's going to invest every minute that they have making this community better. That's what I think all of us deserve. This is a hardworking community and they deserve that. And that's why I'm here again, 2 years later, to advocate and push for Rich Zekin as the next mayor of the city of Derby.
Welcome, everybody. Like they say in New England, if you don't like the weather, wait. It's going to change on us. And once again, it got cold on us. But ladies and gentlemen, members of the press, fellow residents, we are gathered here today at the steps of Derby Icon, the Sterling Opera House. This historic structure is a reminder of our city's success, a reminder of the days when we were leaders in industry, entrepreneurialism, and culture. And it should remain an inspiration for what Derby still can be, the vibrant, prosperous, thriving city that our residents deserve. Yet today, Sterling Opera House stands as a symbol of failure. It is a sad evidence of the city's progress has stalled under the city's current leadership. We spent a decade securing millions of dollars in grant funding for the Sterling restoration and reopening. It was supposed to be the heart of the new modern downtown. Now, 3 years into this Democratic administration, the taxpayers have nothing to show for it beyond a federal probe into the misuse of funds. No progress, no closer to our goals, just embarrassment for the city. Unfortunately, this has been a pattern over the past 3 years. The failure of leadership from the City Hall can be seen all across Derby again and again. Let's take economic development, for example. The promise and potential of our downtown has been squandered over the past 3 years. What progress has been made towards revitalization? A $500,000 study that told us what we already know. High taxes, government spending are hurting our chances to bring business and jobs to our city. Though perhaps those findings did come as a surprise to the city. After all, Democratic leaders have spent the last 3 years increasing Derby's tax rate to a point where it is now the 18th highest in the state of Connecticut. That's the real Derby now. 18th highest tax rate out of 169 cities and towns. And its increase of 4 mills in 3 years have been devastating to our residents and business owners. What of the effort to market Derby to investors and rebuild our commercial tax base? We've had a lot of talk, the whole campaign to discover Derby, and I believe Terry Bradshaw was even involved somewhere along the way. The result of the grand list has crashed from $645 million in 2013 to $610 million in 2015. That's a loss of $35 million that our taxpayers cannot afford. And it is the only is that the only revenue Derby is losing? The last 3 years have been among the worst in recent memory when it comes to securing grant funds for our city. The Democratic administration has obtained just over $1.5 million in grant funds, compared to over $17 million obtained by our neighbor Ansonia in the same time period. Obviously, grants have not been a priority of our leadership. Is Derby not worth fighting for? After all, we've had plenty of fights over the past 3 years. Fighting between Mayor Degato, President DeCenzo, and their administration over just about everything except for the future of our city. Fighting over the parking garage, over meeting minutes, over city hall hours, over ghost tours of the Opera House. And I wish I was kidding, Terry Bradshaw, that guy again. So perhaps it makes perfect sense that the Democrat administration is now putting its full energy into fighting themselves for complete control, fighting each other while Derby's taxpayers wait for someone that will fight for them. Now, let me say that I agree with President DeCenzo on one thing. Derby can do better. We can do better. Only, Mr. DeCenzo, seems to me you've already had your chance. My friends, it's time to point Derby back in the right direction. It's time to fight for the big promise that our small city holds. That's why I am proud to officially announce my decision to run for mayor of the great city of Derby. During my life, I've learned that public service has no room for ego or self-interest. It's about sacrifice, teamwork, and accountability for the bottom line. Starting today, I am building my team of individuals willing to put the interest of Derby over politics as usual. Republicans, Democrats, Independents, so long as your interests are moving the city forward, I want you on my side. I also don't need to spend $500,000 to discover what my priorities are. I stand for lower taxes, aggressive economic development, and a commitment to restoring Derby as the heart of the All-American Valley. Of course, that's no part-time job. It never has been, which is why I am not running to be yet another part-time mayor. If elected, I promise to serve a full-time mayor at no extra salary or expense. I will treat this position with the attention and the professionalism that Derby deserves. We can open the doors of this Opera House once again. We can revitalize downtown and build a modern, vibrant city for our children and ourselves. But the first step in that direction is to dismantle the bitter, self-serving politics that has held us down for so long. That's the fight I'm ready for. I'd like to thank everyone for coming. I'd like to say God bless the city of Derby. God bless Connecticut. God bless the United States of America. And I'll see you all on the campaign trail. Thank you.
Good job.
And then one more thing I'd like to say, too. The young lady over there to the left, my wife, Kristen Zekin, couldn't do it without her. So I just want to say thank you for being behind me. And everybody else. So thank you. Mayor Cassetti, First Selectman Miller, do you want to say anything?
Well, Zeke, you picked the windiest day of the year, but that's great because the winds of change have come to Derby, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Rich worked for me for the last year and 2 months, and we schooled him on a lot of different things of what we're doing in Ansonia. And I got to tell you, I think the people of Derby are going to benefit from his mayorship. So I'm looking forward to working with Rich in the city of Derby in the future. So congratulations and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Well, Mayor Cassetti is always hard to follow. I just want to come and show my support to Zeke. He's certainly paid his dues. He's worked very hard in the city of Ansonia, as Mayor Cassetti has learned. He's given himself the background and the understanding of what it takes to run a successful city like Ansonia is. So I'm here to support Zeke, wish him the best of luck, and do all I can to help him fulfill the goal for the benefit of all the residents of Derby. So.
And then also one more thing, I want to introduce my campaign manager. That's Drew Backlick over here. So, and thank you, and I don't know, we can get to it. I'm ready to do it, so thank you.
Gotta get the grants coming into the city. Like I said, we have 1.5 million in the last 3 years of this administration. Ansonia, under the watchful eye of Mayor Cassetti, over 17 million that they've been bringing into the city. If you look like downtown Ansonia, there's a lot of businesses in there now. There's a lot of street, a lot of foot traffic down there. That's what I want to bring to Derby.
What about, Rich, like the taxes and the mill rate increase? That's a bipartisan board, the tax bill. I think I asked you this last time you were there. Well, can Republicans really point to that if they're voting?
I mean, the board was dealing with what the mayor's office gave them and what they had to work with. I mean, they didn't make it up. They had to work with what the front office gave them for the tax rate. Hopefully, like I said, we can get more business into this town, more grants into the city, and that's what I'm going to be pushing for.
Hey, it's Eugene one more time, valleyindy.org. As you could probably hear right at the end there, the wind really started to pick up, so I cut out the very last section. Rich was answering a question from Mike Mako of the Connecticut Post. I think Mike asked something like, what are you going to do differently? Or what did you learn from your last run? And Rich started to talk about how he's just going to knock on every door. He pretty much did that last time too. But, you know, that's, I guess he learned that's the key, is just talking to people to get out the vote. Okay. Again, I'm going to shut up. Thanks for listening.